Tonight, the US Attorney General William Barr will release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the US presidential election. This comes just 1 month after the Attorney General released a four-page summary of that report, stating that there was no conspiracy, no collusion between Donald Trump's campaign team and Russia ahead of the 2016 election. The release of the 400-page report will provide more details about what was uncovered during the 22-month special counsel investigation into possible collusion and also, of course, into possible obstruction of justice. Marshall Cohen is a CNN reporter who's been extensively covering the Russia investigations. He joins us from Washington. Marshall Cohen, welcome to Breakfast.
Hey, Fran, good morning to you.
What do you expect to be revealed when the Mueller report is released by the Attorney General, which, you know, goes further than what was in the Attorney General William Barr's summary last month?
Of course, yeah. The Attorney General gave us four pages. Tomorrow, we're going to see 400. So there's a lot more to learn. Really, what the Attorney General put out was just the beginning. There's really two big buckets here, right? There's the collusion question and there's the obstruction. The collusion. Were there more contacts or secret conversations and meetings between Trump's team and the Russians? And who knew about it during the campaign? Obviously, the bottom line conclusion that there was not a criminal conspiracy, that is expected to hold, but there might be more details to learn. And then on obstruction, how far did the president go, President Trump, go to try to interfere with this investigation? There is evidence on both sides of the question, and Mueller is expected to lay out the information, provide his analysis, but that's as far as he went. He left the decision up to our Attorney General, and that's as far as he went there.
Okay, let's take them separately. Let's take the collusion first, because in his summary last month, William Barr stated that Robert Mueller found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia ahead of the election. But as you say, there's going to be a lot more information here. And this investigation did run for 22 months. There's some reporting suggests that the Mueller report will reveal that the Trump team were easily manipulated. Do you think that's what the finding, or that might be the takeout from this, that rather than being colluding or conspiring, that the Trump team were a victim of a Russian intelligence operation manipulation?
Well, of course, the bottom line is there weren't any charges to be brought against any Americans on the Trump team for colluding or conspiring with the Russians. The report perhaps will offer an assessment of what exactly happened. Of course, Mueller was appointed first and foremost to do an investigation for the American people of what the Russians did. The Russians interfered. They had social media trolls. They spent millions of rubles to spread propaganda on Facebook and Twitter and influence American voters. There was outreach in the form of meetings and phone calls and emails to several members of the Trump campaign. And Mueller has gone through all of that. He interviewed more than 500 witnesses, from what we've been told, to get to that question. So, you know, we know that there wasn't any criminality by Trump's team.
Except, Marshall, no, that's true. Directly, in terms of collusion, that's true. But Mueller has brought criminal charges against six Trump associates, 26 Russian nationals, three Russian companies, and two others. And we also know that at least one of the meetings, you know, that were there between, well, somehow involved the Russian pressure, and those emails involved the son-in-law of Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, and Donald Trump Jr. So something was going on. I guess, is the Mueller report going to make it any clearer to the Americans what was going on?
Right. You know, and I guess kind of the question is, beyond criminality, will there be some sort of moral conclusion tomorrow? Will there be a statement that says, you know, being excited about taking help from the Russians is not a good idea, or they should have called the FBI when they got all this outreach from the Russians. Something along those lines of saying that they were eager to take help from a foreign government. And that's already very well documented. But of course, Fran, being willing to take that help and actually getting it and using it are two different things. And that's the fine line here that Mueller is going to have to walk tomorrow.
And I think there's not a great expectation that Robert Mueller is going to make that kind of moral judgment. Is there that people who are close to him, have worked with him, say he's not that kind of person, doesn't assume that kind of role? But the other big issue, of course, perhaps the most important one for Donald Trump, is this notion of obstruction of justice, because the summary produced by the Attorney General said that Robert Mueller didn't reach a judgment on whether Donald Trump had obstructed justice, but he looked at it and he did in fact reach that judgment. But it remains the major question: after 22 months, why didn't Bob Mueller make a determination on this? Why did he apparently sort of appear to hand pass it back to the politicians to wrangle over? Are we going to get any clearer on that, Marshall?
Fran, we hope so. And, you know, there's 400 pages. Let's hope that there's something in there that explains it. According to the Attorney General's preview, the Attorney General said that there will be an analysis of the decision making. So probably the answer is yes, we will start to see some explanation. Whether or not Americans are satisfied with that, whether or not Democrats who have hoped that this would bring down the Trump presidency will be satisfied with that, that's another question. But you can rest assured that Robert Mueller and his team of highly seasoned attorneys, true veterans that have been on some of the toughest cases in modern American history, you can rest assured that they went through a very rigorous process on this, and both sides of the argument will be made, and there are some more things to learn. A lot of this stuff has been public, but there are still more things to learn, and that will be tomorrow.
And the fact that he didn't make this determination will be forensically examined, and as you say, 400 pages, a lot of it will be redacted, mind you, but do you think there'll be a lot more ammunition here for the Democrats to take and rake over and do something with?
I mean, perhaps. One thing that we've seen over the past few years is that Democrats have been willing to use any ammunition they can get to sort of ding the president here or there. The point on obstruction is that it looked like it would be a very close call. We'll have to see what comes out tomorrow, but we know already that there was evidence on both sides for charging and for exonerating. So Democrats will have things to latch on to. The president's defenders, Republicans, will have things to latch on to as well.
Yep.
It may end up being sort of where you're sitting is going to define how you read this thing.
Just finally and briefly, Marshall, we're almost out of time, but there are reports suggesting the Mueller investigation began after Australia's High Commissioner, former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer, reported to the FBI that the Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos bragged to him about the Russians having Hillary Clinton's emails. Do you think the report is likely to reveal any more detail about Australia's involvement?
It could. And Australia's unique role in this American affair is really something special. And congressional investigations have concurred with that the Australian ambassador brought that information to the FBI. The FBI thought it was serious enough to open an investigation. And here we are 3 years later. There might be more information tomorrow about the origins of the investigation. And Australians might be interested to learn more about that.
We certainly would be, Marshall. Thank you very much. Marshall Cohen is CNN reporter who's been extensively covering the Russia investigations. As he says, here we are. Well, where are we still remains the question, I think. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 27 past 6.